Okay, I'm here in the New Colony Diner here in Newton. I'm with a waitress. What's your name?
My name is Caitlin.
Caitlin, how is you're serving people here in the diner? How are people? How are you? What's the atmosphere like?
It's awkward because I'm supposed to be, you know, waiting on people, friendly, and today you feel like you don't even want to smile. You feel like you don't even deserve to smile or be friendly or be happy. I mean, there's some people that are just normal, but you can tell.
How are you feeling about it?
I feel f***ed up. Like, it's just gross that and sickening how something like that could happen, how you can just kill innocent kids for no reason. No reason for him to do it.
And have you found, I suppose, the nature of, you know, the town changing in the last day or so? I know you've seen it here, but, you know, there's a lot of police, there's a lot of news cameras. I'm here, a journalist from Ireland. How does that make you feel? You're a quiet town before that.
Oh, yeah, it was surprising. I mean, I knew it was serious, but everybody got here really quick. Like, there's a lot of journalists in here right now. So I know, like, everybody knows about it, and it's serious. It's more serious than Columbine. It's 18 5-year-olds. It's not like some up teenage kid that wants to kill his peers because he feels like an outcast. It's some grown man that went and shot up, like, 18 little kids for no reason. Like, and then he killed himself. Commit suicide first. Don't kill little kids and then kill yourself. Kill yourself first if you're going to do something like that, honestly.
Do you know any of the families involved or no?
Mm-mm.
That's a good thing, I suppose.
Yeah, so, I mean, I can only imagine how they feel. It's like right before Christmas. If there could be any worse time for you to lose your child, this is like the worst time. Not like there would ever be a better time, but it's really f***ed up to do it right before Christmas. You know, their families were probably out shopping for their kids today. Imagine getting that phone call. No parent, no one in the world should ever get that phone call. What happened? It's just f***ed up.
Caitlin, thank you very much. What's your second name?
Oh, Rosevald.
Okay, Caitlin, thank you very much.
You're welcome, thank you. I'm Irish too. Can you tell I'm pale?
Are you?
Tell?
Yeah. That's Caitlin from the Colony Diner here in Newton, Connecticut. Mm-hmm.